Well, now to a standoff in the steel industry that could lead to one of the largest strikes in years. Steelworkers are in contract negotiations with two of the country's largest steel producers, U.S. Steel and ArcelorMittal. The old contract expired at the start of September, and the workers have now authorized a strike against both companies. Workers say they're not benefiting from the industry's rising profits, brought on partly by the president's 25% tariff on steel imports. Leo Girard is the president of United Steelworkers International. He joins us from Pittsburgh. Welcome.
Glad to be with you.
So around 16,000 workers at U.S. Steel and 15,000 at ArcelorMittal have authorized strikes. When do you think strikes will happen, or will they?
Well, look, that depends on the progress or lack of progress we make at negotiations. Our members are frustrated and angry at most of those two major companies at all facilities. And our union has played a very, very, very key role for the last 20 years of struggling every day to help the steel industry survive. We went through a period in the 2003, roughly, where there were 40 bankruptcies. In the last collective agreement at both Arcelor and U.S. Steel, our members took 3 years with no wage increase or benefit improvements because the company was, again, teetering. Now they're going to make $2 billion roughly at the U.S. Steel and substantially the same kind of amount at ArcelorMittal. And they come asking for concessions. They play hide the pee. They give us wage increase, but then tell us they're going to take away our incentive programs. They want a six-year agreement when we don't know what the industry will be doing 6 months, 6 years from now. It's kind of off in the distance, and we're not going to settle for a six-year deal.
Well, U.S. Steel is offering a six-year deal that would give a raise of 4% in the first year and 3% every year after that. Is that not good enough, you think?
Look, it's an illusion. They're offering that kind of number, but at the same time converting our health care program to a high-deductible program. And that would cost our members almost double what they're costing now for health care. So they give it to you with one hand and take it away with the other. And, you know, it's an insult that they think that we're not smart enough to figure that out. That's why our members are so angry.
If your workers strike, could that hurt some of the progress the industry has been making, do you think?
Let me make it real clear. We're not going to take the responsibility for a labor dispute. We didn't come here with a greedy approach. We came here with an approach to have a fair contract and continue our struggle together to make sure the industry survives. We were prepared to bargain that they'd make capital improvements. We know lots of our facilities need capital improvements, and so we want to talk about that. We're not looking for a strike. We'd like to get a settlement, but if they push us over the cliff, then they'll get what they got, and we'll fight it out.
The reason that they are doing, or one of the big reasons that they're doing so well right now, is because of the tariffs which you supported, President Trump's steel tariffs. Do you think that those tariffs have been good policy overall or just for you?
No, look, I think, half information is correct, half is not correct. The industry started to turn around before the Trump tariffs. In fact, the industry was starting to turn around in the last year or so as a result of work that we had done on productivity, the work that we had done on bad trade with trade cases we've had in a number of countries that were cheaters, and that started to have an impact. And there's no doubt that the percentage by President Trump has added some help to that. But they were on their way to making money before that. And so What is troubling is that not only the tariff increase, but they're also going to get a huge benefit from the tax changes down to 21%. And while they're doing that, they want to shift the tax burden for healthcare onto our members. I mean, again, it's hide the pee, and they think we can't figure it out. Well, we have.
So from what I'm hearing from you, it sounds like you probably are going to go on strike.
Well, look, don't make any assumptions. It's up to the company. I'll repeat to you and to the listeners, they're going to make over $2 billion this year. In the last 3 years, they made no profit, but they paid themselves $50 million in bonuses, the top five officers, while we took no wage increase and no benefit improvements. Now we're coming to the bargaining table and saying a couple of simple things. Leave our health care alone. Let's talk about capital improvements that we need to make, and let's bargain a fair wage increase for the Times.
Mr. Girard, one more question. How long do you think that the tariffs are going to remain in place on steel and
aluminum? Oh, I haven't got a clue. There's been all kinds of comments by all kinds of folks on both sides of the issue, and I know this. The United Steelworkers of America have taken on the challenge of confronting unfair trade and filed trade cases against countries that cheat, South Korea, China, Indonesia, India, Malaysia, a lot of countries that actually don't play by the trade rules that we already think are weak. But even with those weakened trade rules, we've won many, many trade cases, and we've done that together with the industry, and we're going to continue to do it, tariff or no tariff.
That's Leo Girard, who is president of United Steelworkers International. Thank you for joining us.
I'm glad to be with you. Thank you for letting me be on.